Hello and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Today I will be speaking with Chuck Moss. He is the principal of a school in Virginia, and I am really excited to hear his perspective. Start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right. My name is Chuck Moss. I'm the proud principal at Dinwiddie Middle School in Dinwiddie County, Virginia. This is the beginning of my second year there. This is my 23rd year in education, 11 of it in the classroom and 12 of it as either a principal or assistant principal at both elementary and middle. Taught civics, advanced English, some desktop publishing, and fourth grade also. So really, I've kind of run the gamut as far as the positions I've held, the teaching jobs I've had.
That's awesome. So what has been your biggest transition?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I transitioned from, you know, being a teacher to being an admin. And that was an interesting transition. And what I found was the biggest transition there was just the change in relationships, because you necessarily go into a different role. But then I got the opportunity to actually go back into the classroom for a couple of years. And I really, really appreciate that experience because it did two things. One, it made me more aware of how to look at how we're using our technology. Are we being effective with the use of our smart boards and that sort of thing? But it also made me really appreciate how important is the information that I give to teachers, because there's no reason that I should give you something that I say I need back, and I give you that in September, and then you realize in May, you never turned it in, and no one asked you to.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
I think the good days are the ones where you encourage people, where you, you know, you find opportunities to help other people find their light, recognize their why. You know, there's more good days than I can even begin to recount, honestly. And I think the good days greatly outweigh the bad days, you know. But doing interviews and whatnot now, I'd love the opportunity to meet people and talk to people and just see the spark in their eye and, you know, be able to afford them that opportunity, you know, to be a teacher, to be a creator of learning. As far as, you know, the bad days, there have been challenges. I think that the hardest thing is always when you have a student pass, and I've had that happen as an administrator and as a teacher. And those are always your most challenging days, you know, as far as just really stopping to consider the kind of impact you're having and whether or not you're able to not just lead through the tough times, but kind of be there as an inspiration, because it's your job to make sure that no matter how dark it looks, that the people following you, be it the other teachers or your students, know that you're going to provide them a light at the end of that tunnel. And that's something that I think is our responsibility as educators.
I love that. So likewise, I know that you mentioned, of course, that there are bad days in education, but from those things that were difficult at the time, what did you learn from them?
I learned a lot about my own strength, honestly. I learned also a lot about what it means when people look to you. People are not looking to you because they're hoping to find a stoic individual. They're looking to find someone who not only embraces the humanity of the moment, but sees what's coming next, that sees that although we're in a very difficult period of time, we're going to be able to move forward. We're going to be able to find what's next. And I think that, you know, that's something that I'll always carry around with me, frankly, because it just is an opportunity to remind people that there's something greater than the moment they're in.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because I've often thought about that, and my answer changes, I think, year to year. But any new teachers need to remember this. They are enough. What you're doing is you're making a difference. You're making an impact. You've chosen to make your way down a career path, which can be the most challenging, but also the most rewarding of any career opportunity. And so just remember that just being there some days is enough for your kids. And that's the really important part, because if they know that you're there and they know that you care about them, the learning is going to happen because they're going to want to learn what you think is important.
Yeah, I agree. I love that. I know that, especially at the beginning of the year when I'm trying to get stuff ready for this upcoming school year, I know that it can seem kind of daunting for new teachers because there's so much to do. Right. Or newer teachers, I guess, in my case. But it does make a difference when you see those students walk in and you build those relationships. Well, I love what you said.
And I think it's also very important for new teachers to remember that all the things that have to be done, all the things that are on those checklists that we give out and that we look at, if something gets missed, we'll fix it. Mm-hmm. And we can fix it together. And that's the other thing to remember. And no one in that building that has been there before you, every person in there had a first year as a teacher, everybody in that building. And it's just something to remember also that you don't get to your second decade of education without having had your first day.
Yeah, I agree. I love that. So obviously you shared amazing things. So people obviously would like to get in contact with you. How can people do that?
Well, I'm on Twitter, DCPS Moss. And I would love to connect with people. I love the opportunity to do that. And also our middle school is on Facebook, Dinwiddie, Dinwiddie, middle. And that's our Facebook, that's our address there. Also, DCPS Moss is on Instagram, but all those things. And you can also email me at cmoss, that's C-M-O-S-S, at dcpsnet.org.
So again, thank you for providing that. So is there anything else that you would like to discuss?
Well, I tell you, I just got done doing some of my favorite things today. Got to talk to new people, got to do some interviews and see what encourages people. And I think that one of the things that I'm most proud of as I've taken on this role as the building principal is kind of revamping the way that we do interviews. A lot of times we interview to see if we can drill down to discrete pieces of information, but that doesn't help me get to know the person. And I think it's really important that we consider who is going to be leading the learning in our classrooms, not just who's going to be, you know, turning in the lesson plans and then who's going to be, walking up and down the hall on the way to the cafeteria, that sort of thing. But literally, who is going to be the person that we're entrusting with our greatest resource, which is our kids? And, a couple of the questions I like to ask that you're really out of the box question towards the end of the interview, I always ask teachers to tell me a teacher that they had that they hope their students talk about them the way they talk about that teacher. And it's amazing the stories you can get. I've had people who have shed tears of joy. I've had people that have actually said that they want to go call that person as soon as they get up from the table. And it's also been moments where I've been inspired to think I need to call somebody. And I actually did that and managed to call one of my former teachers, and it turned out the week before his retirement. So I really wouldn't have been able to get in contact with him had I not done that right there. And then I also tell people that they have the chance, if I were to stand up and say, you're off for the job, go over there to my office phone and call one person, who would it be? And it's amazing how much you can learn about who they pick to call, because there's always a story that goes along with it. There's a why. And I don't have to ask why. The why just accompanies them giving me the name.
Yeah, then that actually made me think of something, because yesterday during our new teacher orientation, we were also talking about
our favorite teachers growing up because we all have a reason why we got into education. And I had a professor who made an immense difference in my life from ISU, so she's always the one who comes to mind, and I can resonate with that feeling of just thinking about her and wanting to express my appreciation that I got this far, because again, when you have those teachers that inspire you, it makes you want to push yourself a lot harder and further because you want to do the same for your students.
And the way that you're honoring their memory too, by bringing their name forward in an interview, you know, because there are people who, you know, obviously, of course, I've never met, but I've actually reached out and contacted a couple of folks and said, hey, just want to let you know that today during an interview, one of your former students brought your name into it. And that just means the world. And I think that that's something we got to do. Like Joe Sanfilippo says, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's important for us to reach out and say, hey, you know what, that pebble you threw in the water 20 years ago, the ripple just hit our shores.
Yeah, and I love that. Also in my district, I know that a lot of former students are becoming educators. So it's so cool to see people growing up through the school system and then giving back to their community. So that's always, it's been inspiring for me to see how much passion goes into that selection and them deciding to teach in that town.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it says a lot about the kind of community that existed that people want to come back to it. And we're lucky to have that also in Dinwiddie. You know, we're the one middle school and across the street is the one high school for the whole county. So it's a fairly rural setting, although we serve a very diverse population because we hit the suburbs of Petersburg, Virginia, and some other things also in our district. But it's just neat to see how many people want to come give back to the place that helped raise them.
Yeah, I know. And again, with that impact, it definitely does make a difference. So I know that if you're a new teacher listening, just as Chuck said, make sure you're thinking about that as you venture forward, because your why is so important. And it definitely keeps you going on those hard days when you think about why you're doing it and kind of looking inside yourself, I guess, within and figuring out what's really motivating you to take those positive steps forward.
Absolutely. And you know, one day they'll be the ones answering the question, what would you tell a brand new teacher? And so it's important to remember how they felt when they first picked up that nameplate or first picked up that pack of paper and walked into their first classroom. And just, you know, what was that feeling like? Was it daunting? Yes. But also it was just full of possibility.
So again, thank you so much for being on this podcast. I appreciated that you took time out of your day to chat with me. I know that what you said is going to be very beneficial to all the people listening, and I appreciate your time.
Well, I thank you. I thank you, Susan, for the good work you're doing and for what you've done, whether you know it or not, is you filled a need. We didn't know we had an education, and that was for us to be able to be part of a new teacher's journey. And so I thank you for your candor and also for your willingness to invite us along on this fantastic ride that's going to be your career.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful evening and all my very best. And keep on with that new teacher orientation. I know you're going to have a great year.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.